House Bill 1203, House Bill 1203, which is a bill for the revised procedure for foreclosing by advertisement. Yes, Representative McCauley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. May I make a few brief introductory remarks from my chair?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 1203 was brought to me by Chad Hansen, an attorney in Sioux Falls, who also runs a title insurance company. He's here to testify today, Dakota Homestead Title, to deal with a constitutional problem that we have on the books. So, Mr. Chairman, with your permission, I'd like to introduce Chad Hansen to the committee and allow him to testify.
Very well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman Brown, Representative McCauley. My name is Chad Hansen. I'm the president of Dakota Homestead Title Insurance Company in Sioux Falls. And by way of background, because title insurance is a relatively obscure field and form of insurance, you all get it when you purchase your house. But we're an insurance company. We're the title insurance underwriter. We are not the title insurance agent that most of you are probably familiar with. Also, those folks are known as abstractors, and you'll have them in your county and in your county seat. And I'm sure you're all familiar with who they are. But basically, they would issue our policies. We're the underwriter and the only domestic underwriter in South Dakota, if I can put in a plug for us, I guess. What I've been seeing is that there are a lot of foreclosures going on, and a lot of these foreclosures are foreclosure by advertisement. Quite frankly, these processes take place by law firms that are outside of the state of South Dakota, in particular, one out of North Dakota and one out of Colorado. I have visited with the South Dakota Bankers Association and the Independent Community Bankers, and the information I've received is that as a general practice in South Dakota, they do not recommend that their banks use foreclosure by advertisement for constitutional reasons. There was a case in South Dakota, Rowell versus Kavanaugh, a U.S. District Court case out of Sturgis, South Dakota, that said because notice was not given to the people that were being foreclosed on, it is essentially unconstitutional. And let me back up a step and explain foreclosure by advertisement for just a minute. Basically, when somebody defaults on their loan or on their mortgage, the bank can go in and simply advertise that there was a default, that they have not made their payments, for example. They advertise that in the paper for 4 weeks, and that's reasonable notice under the statute to these folks. Then they can foreclose on their house and essentially evict them when they're done. Obviously, they are not given personal notice. Nothing is mailed to them. Nothing is delivered to them personally. And so there are some issues there with some due process requirements of the lack of notice. And we have a couple of firms, as indicated, out of state using this process. As a title insurance company, I have some concerns about that. And actually will not insure any property that's been foreclosed by advertisement for that purpose. The other reason for that is more recently the United States Supreme Court has had a couple of cases before them, Pope versus Tulsa and the Board of Mennonites, a case out of Indiana, I don't remember the full site. But basically it has said if you cannot take the steps to reasonably ascertain the location of these people and give them some sort of personal notice that due process is violated and that that statute is hence unconstitutional. And that's what we have here in South Dakota, is because there's no requirement that the banks go ahead and ascertain where these people are at, where they might be located, and take reasonable efforts to give them personal notice, whether it be by letter or by personal service through the sheriff's office. We have an unconstitutional statute, at least in my opinion, in South Dakota. And I think Judge Bogue from the district, U.S. District Court would agree with that via his decision in Rowell versus Kavanaugh. So I have proposed an amendment to this process that Representative McCauley has been generous enough to carry through for me, and to change this process to provide for personal service to the people that are being foreclosed on. I have, as indicated before, I visited with the banks. I don't believe, have any problem with it. They're here today, and they will probably get up and testify. One thing I would like to add on there from that standpoint, though, is I'd like to see an amendment to the bill, as it's written there. And if I may, Chairman, I would.
You may. You want to pass those on, please?
Couple. Thank you. Essentially, this amendment puts an additional requirement on the bank or the attorney for closing the mortgage. It requires them to file an affidavit stating that personal service was indeed made. And the benefit to this is for agents of title insurance companies. It establishes a record in the real estate records so that as we go through and search, there is some evidence that personal service was indeed made. Without filing an affidavit, as we go through the real estate records, all we're going to see is that there was a foreclosure by advertisement, and while this bill would fix the personal service, there's no evidence of that personal service in the real estate records. And this amendment to the bill would simply put that evidence into the real estate records so that there's some verification that there was indeed personal service. And by passing this bill with this amendment, it would allow real estate transactions to continue forward if somebody so chooses to use foreclosure by advertisement as that process of foreclosure. And it doesn't take anything away from the banks. It simply adds to it. And like I said, I think it makes it constitutional. And with that, I guess I would answer any questions if there are
any. We'll take questions after all the proponents and opponents. May we get a motion to Monroe moves that we accept the amendment to 1203 for purpose of discussion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Marshall. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment is approved for discussion purposes. Any further proponents of House Bill 1203?
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the committee, my name is Brent Wilbur. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Bankers Association. Mr. Hansen had sent up some proposed legislation, which I reviewed and made some changes to in the bill that's before you. Yesterday, he sent up an amendment, and I put that in different form and went ahead and redrafted that. I do a lot of commercial litigation, and I'd be happy to answer any questions the committee has with regard to the bill. The South Dakota Bankers Association, in its current form, believes that the bill is constitutional and would support the bill. And I don't want to waste your time unless you're interested in the intricacies of foreclosure.
Thank you. We appreciate your ability to move us along. Is there any further proponents of 1203?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Dean Krogman, I represent the Independent Community Bankers of South Dakota, and we're in favor of the bill. We can't question, obviously, the constitutionality of it. We understand when they first came to us, they wanted to repeal it, and our opinion was it's an option that we can't afford to give up. Then they made the amendments and then talked about the constitutionality. Obviously, we want the process to be right. We think the court case was because they didn't follow the process, this supposedly will help it, and we're in favor of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents of House Bill 1203? Proponents? If not, we'll open the committee up to questioning of the witnesses that have appeared. Any questions of the committee? Representative Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a couple questions of Mr. Hansen. And this is only because I'm dumb, but I need to ask you a couple of things. First of all, when you mentioned the advertisement by out-of-state agencies, are you talking about them advertising in-state or in their own state?
No, they advertise in the state. The law firm is located outside the state, but they advertise in the local paper.
All right, and the second question then is, what kind of provisions do you have for a subject or a person who cannot be personally served?
You can fall back to the requirements necessary if you've shown due process or due diligence in attempting to locate the person, you make a motion before the court and indicate that they cannot be found, and at that point the court provides and says yes or no, you've exercised due diligence, and at that point you could simply advertise without providing that personal service.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Representative Siebert.
Mr. Hansen, you're familiar with the amendment, and I'm wondering, someone who knows the facts on the foreclosure, who would that be?
That would be the attorney.
Yeah, you've got the attorney separate, but then someone knowing the facts.
The banker, the bank that is in charge of foreclosing would be sufficient.
Any further questions by the committee to the witnesses? If not, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any opponents of House Bill 1203? Opponents of House Bill 1203? If done, we'll close the committee from public testimony for committee discussion and or action. Any discussion from the committee or action? Representative Marshall.
Mr. Chairman, I move due pass.
Motion made by Marshall while due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Pennies. Any discussion on the motion, on the due pass motion on 1203? If not, Secretary, call the roll. We'll hold up on we have to get one of the committee persons back to vote.
Where's he going to get? Where's Monroe at?
Secretary will now call the roll.
Bartling?
Aye.
Gillespie? Pennies?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Nelson? McCauley?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Siebert?
Aye.
Belandra?
Aye.
Michaels?
He's excused.
Brown?
Aye. The due pass motions passes on a vote of 9 yeas, no nays, and it is adopted. Representative Marshall.
Move consent calendar.
Motion made to put the bill on consent. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by McCauley. Any discussion? You want to say what it is?
I'm going to vote no.
Okay. All in favor of the motion, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Okay. It is not on the consent calendar, and now we will move on to...
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Pennies.
I just think this is a complicated issue, and some explanation needs to be made. Otherwise, we're going to have all kinds of... Somebody will pull it off the consent calendar, we'll go crazy on it, so...
Representative McCauley.
Let it be known for the record that Representative Pennies would like to hear me speak once again on the floor. Thank you.
I'm not... Reverend Hennings, I don't know whether that was a good move or not.